Thoughts for Great Britain, July 23, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughan writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Though people are used to thinking of Great Britain as a country, it's really not. It is a lumpy federation of countries, England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales, to be precise, which operates under some mutually donated delegated powers granted to the British monarch, otherwise known as Her Royal Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, who acts as their public trustee and owner of all lands in the realm. This is not that much different from the system that was imposed on the Americans, only that was a custodianship via the Commonwealth instead of a territorial custodianship. Not a lot of difference, except as regards the amount of savagery allowed to the territorial Raj in America, versus the more refined and diabolical savagery of the municipal Raj in Great Britain. But I digress. The real point here is that Great Britain and the United States of America occupy parallel positions in international jurisdiction. Both are federations of states, states which are by nature singular, unincorporated, and independent. Our states are Wisconsin, New York, Florida, etc., which are all fully formed nation states in the same sense as England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. In this way, Great Britain holds the land and sea international jurisdiction, while England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales hold the soil jurisdiction that overlays the international land jurisdiction belonging to Great Britain. Thus, in the bilateral Blue Dot banking system, there are two banks, one international trade bank, and one commercial bank that is owned as a wholly owned subsidiary by their international trade bank. This allows for the people of Great Britain to trade with whoever they like, or conduct commerce with whoever they need to. Under these two international banks and their corresponding accounts, are national accounts of the independent countries. International trade bank accounts for England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, and commercial accounts for England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, too. Next, there are county accounts established in the same way. So, for example, someone living in County Clare, Ireland, will have an account in a Blue Dot bilateral system bank, and be able to receive a prepaid vendor account to use to pay off, offset, all debts owed by the straw man attached to their proper name. For most of us that means certain large items like mortgages and automobiles and college loans and utility bills and property taxes will be paid off this way, using a prepaid credit account. They will have access to traditional banking services as well as credit union services and investment services all under one roof. They will also have access to educational classes to teach them how to best use and apply these services for their own benefit and the benefit of their communities, counties, countries, and international federations. Both precious metals and other assets and credit reserves will be used to promote the health, safety, and welfare of all people in all countries, and as we do this, the national debts will all be gradually paid down. This is the part that many people find to be a mind-bender. Imagine that you have a traditional bookkeeping ledger with credits on one side and debts on the other. What happens when the two columns are never offset or paid off, one against the other? A humongous credit develops on one side of the ledger, while an equally humongous debt develops on the other. When you and your actual country start applying the prepaid national credit to the national debt decreases. There is no more excuse to claim that you are a debtor or that your government is in debt, when in fact you are owed 150 years worth of national credit that simply hasn't been applied, and no more excuse for the government poor mouthing about the national debt, which by rights doesn't actually exist. There is also no more excuse for slush funding the surplus of both assets and credit for the use of unscrupulous people and public organizations that keep those same persons in positions of political power. All of this has now been exposed and thoroughly understood, and it is simply a matter of enforcing the actual public law and agreeing to reorganize. Certain parties have opposed this popular movement, which is actually nothing more than enforcement of the public law, because they fear that they will lose money and even more importantly, will lose control. This is a very old argument, about 1,500 years in the making, about mankind's capacity for self-rule and self-discipline, and our ability to choose things that are right and good for ourselves, instead of getting lost in fantasy and illusion and drugs and other evils. There are those who argue that what we need are good, solid, flat-footed, practical leaders to make all the decisions, some sort of meritocracy, and there are those who argue that the actual end of the misery is for mankind to learn on a one-by-one basis how to self-govern, and for all of us to recognize the fundamental illusion that money is. Creating a meritocracy whose source of power and control is based upon the promotion of a fundamental lie, only leads to another cycle of abuse and corruption. So, I stand with those who stand with education and self-governance and rational thought, which will eventually end the delusions of money and make way for a better world. Please join the effort. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.